Hello? Hello again. So we are about to start the last session of the day. So today we have the opportunity to see a session done by Juanjo Montiel, who is a very experienced web developer. And Juanjo is visually impaired, and he will do a demonstration and show the tools and how the things that he uses to do his job. So because Juanjo needs to be really concentrated and needs to keep attention in order to do this session, so I would like to ask you to stay as silent as you can during the presentation so that we don't disturb him too much and he can show the great things he is using, the tools and the procedures that he uses to do his job as web developer. So, and with that, I leave the word to Juanjo.
Hello. Thank you, Justina. I'm Juanjo Montiel. I want to start saying that it's my my first speech in English in front of a lot of people. So I apologize in advance for my mistake that will be, I know. So, well, I go to explain one day in my life, one typical day, because I want to explain the importance of the accessibility. And for this reason, I think that use me like an example is a great way to understand this importance. Okay. So one second, what happened? Ah, okay. I have a headphone in my ear, and here I'm using a screen reader that read me all that appear in the screen. Okay? So I want to start. When I say that I am a real lucky guy being blind, the people seem a little strange. It's normal, because they cannot imagine their life without seeing. I cannot imagine my life without my ear sense. So it's normal. It's normal that you cannot imagine your life without a sense that you had used in your entire life. But I continue saying that I am a really lucky guy. Why? For several reasons. I have a beautiful family, a fantastic wife, and a cute young son, 2.5 years old, that I love dearly. I have parents that always support me and still do it. And they have never limited my dreams. I have a great job. How many people can say that they are doing a job that I really like, and they are paying for it? They're getting paid for it. And in my case, it's so. I driven a car, a pickup, in fact. And I piloted an airplane, and it didn't crash. In fact, I landed safely. It's a very great experience for me. I am autonomous, thanks to my guide dog. My Wast is here. Wast? The hello. is my guide is my guide dog that helps me get around the street safely. And last but not least, I am more autonomous thanks to accessible technology. The accessible technology is very, very important for me. With the accessible technology, I can work in that I am passionate about. Without accessible technology, my life will be very, very different and very poor. Being a developer software is the best decision that I have ever made in my life. Because if there is something that software can do it for me, and it's not invented or simply it's not accessible, I can program it. It's great for me. I remember that my first program was back in 2000. It's a playlist generator. Do you remember WinAmp? WinAmp is a great and all music player. And I like to create a playlist for Winamp. But there was not an accessible program for Windows to create playlists. So I learned Visual Basic, and in a weekend I released my playlist generator. It's a stupid application because it only generates plain text with the path of its file. But for me it works, and I shared it to the blind community, and the people like it and use it. So for me, being a developer is great because I have the opportunity to help me and other people that like me need to use so accessible software. When people develop software, they cannot imagine that this program could be used for people with a disability. In most situations, the people don't worry about the accessibility. So when I use a program, it's very, very usual that this program was not accessible. For example, in my work, I use Slack. Slack is an... Do you know Slack? Okay. So the Slack portal, the Slack website, is not accessible. But it's not because they want to do it. They don't imagine that I go to enter to their website and go to use it. For example, how many of you know the software accessibility concept? Raise your hand, please. Oh. It's not accessible for me. Okay, it's an accessibility problem, no? So
I can count if you want.
Ah, no. Thank you. I have another alternative. Do you have mobile phones here?
Yes.
Yeah. You can enter in an URL taking part.me. No, take part. I don't remember the madre mía. One second, because I don't remember now. Take part, no, right? Okay. Taking part.me. Okay, welcome, Sander. With this system, I can make a question, and you can answer it, and I can read the response, the answer. Okay, so this is an alternative to raise your hands. It's a stupid application because it's an application it uses Signaler, and I can send you the question. So. Wait a moment for our connect. Okay, so I go to make the first question. Okay, what? 1 second. Still there are people connecting. So I want to demonstrate with this application that always there are an alternative, and accessibility barrier has his alternative accessible. It's only you need to think about it to create an accessible architecture to solve this problem. Okay, I know in some situation it's very difficult. There are an application that is very difficult to do accessible. For example, I cannot use Photoshop. I cannot use it, or an architectural application, AutoCAD, for example. But another kind of application, yes, I can do it if the application is accessible. For example, okay? Do you have the question in your screens? Eight of 73 users. Yes? And here, so it's in Spanish, I'm sorry. I translated the front, but the back end, I don't translate it. ¿Se ve la pantalla? ¿O no se ve? You can see my...
Can you click? Can you...
Sorry?
Click another time. Do you have the question?
Yes.
Sorry, it's me.
Ah, okay.
No,
¿no la ves o
okay?
Qué?
No,
you
no,
you
sí,
can
sí,
see the question.
Sí, pero todo el mundo sí.
Ah, okay.
Soy yo.
Oh, there are three people that said, of course, I am an expert in accessibility. Oh, great. Yes, I know the concept, 11 users. And one user say, what the hell is that supposed to be? Okay, sensorily. Thank you. Okay, so you can see that I can read your answer in this application. It's great for me. So let's close the window. For example, as I said before, I have a son of 2.5 years old, and in the children at this age, prone all viruses that are around us, and they take quite a lot of temperature. I don't know if you understand me. So. There are thermometers, talking thermometers, but rather inaccurate and they break easily. I think that I bought 3 or 4 thermometers in the last 2 years because it breaks easily. So seeing looking in internet, I see a company that create thermometer for smartphone. So I thought it's a great technology for blind people because I can connect the thermometer to the iPhone and I can take the temperature to my son. So I am very happy and I had bought the thermometer, but when I get in my hand, I see a problem. The problem is this. I go to take the thermometer from my bag. 1 second. The magic bag. There are a lot of devices for demonstrate. And now I don't find it. 1 second. Oh, no lo encuentro.
Do you need help?
No, don't worry. No, no matter. The thermometer is connected to the iPhone jack, okay? In the...
Yeah, because your iPhone...
Se ha caído al suelo, ¿verdad? My iPhone fall. ¿Encontraste? Did you find it? Oh. ¿Estará aquí debajo? Qué fuerte.
¿Cómo el termómetro?
No, el iPhone. No lo encuentro.
No, es que se le ha caído del bolsillo.
Ah, se ha caído dentro de la bolsa.
¿Me la pasas? Ya está, no importa.
Aquí sí, dentro de la bolsa, lo he visto
caer. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Qué fuerte.
¿Cuántas cosas lleva aquí?
Toma, Juanjo.
Ok, the thermometer was connected. Está en una funda, de plástico. Con cremallera, yes. Sí. Ok, thank you. Here is the thermometer. It's very small and it's connected. You can see it? Can you see it? It's connected to the iPhone jack. So I use a screen reader for reading my iPhone information.
1820.
Okay. As soon as I connect the thermometer to the jack, the screen reader stops speaking. Okay. Oh, goodbye. So a great technology for blind people is becoming an unusable technology because it's design. It's very important to design the things, thinking in all people. So I have the thermometer waiting for, I don't know why, but waiting for something. Okay. Gracias, thank you. The API, se pronuncia API, ¿verdad? API? Yes.
API?
API. The API is an unconditional ally because it's not inaccessible per se. The API lack of visual interface, which is the place where the accessibility problems are produced. So if I have an API, I can create accessible interfaces using it. So I said before, I speak before about Slack. Slack is not accessible for blind people. I need use it for my job. So I use Itsapi to create an awful interface, but it's accessible for me. So I can interact with Slack using Itsapi. It's very, very great. Be able to program to interact with an app, an API, and create accessible application using it. The same thing happened with Spotify. When Spotify was released, I was very happy because I love music. I play the piano, I love music, I love listening to music, but the application for Windows is not accessible as usual. So I had two choices, report it to Spotify and wait for the Spotify team to fix it, or report to Spotify and use my superpower developed to create an accessible application. So I developed, I downloaded the app in C, I port to C Sharp with an interop system, and I create an highly application, visual highly, I know, but I can listen music through Spotify. I go to open the application. It's a small application. I did the interface in an afternoon, but for me and for other blind people that are using, is useful because they can listen to Spotify. And now after that, Apple Music released his platform, and Apple Music is accessible. So I abandoned the project. So I go to redirect the sound to the HDMI, 1 second. ¿Es este, verdad?
Sí. Botón paso.
This is my screen reader.
Botón palma de. Configurar botón. Propiedad botón. Aceptar botón.
There are two barriers here. The screen reader reads in Spanish and the screen reader is faster.
Sonido.
Okay, so I open the application. It's a hardware interface, I know. No.
Okay,
for example, I can search.
Resultados, presentación de vista, no, no, remaster, 2011, quejas, 2011, remaster, 1 de 100.
Okay. That are the results. And if I press enter.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself.
If you want, I can let the music on background.
I feel alive.
Okay? So, an accessible application. That really, I cannot use Spotify for Windows. And I convert it into an accessible application. Very, very, very tiny application, but it's accessible. So thanks to API, thanks to RESTful services, I can do it something that without API, I cannot do. I go to redirect the sound back to my headphone. Okay. As you see, in my everyday, the technology plays a fundamental part, both in my personal life and in my job. So I go to explain a typical day, for example. When I get up, the first thing that I almost do is to prepare my uniform for my son. Okay, I am not good in remember the colors. I am not good in remember the color combination, the garment by tact. I am a disaster And this is a great, it's a big, big, big problem. So I have another great device to solve it. I go to extract from my magic bag. One second. What is this? This is a color detector. It's not very accurate. Really, it's not accurate. But for me, for the tech, at least color is useful. So this is a color detector and a light detector. With the camera, I can see the light level. Listen. Ooh, a lot of light there. Okay. It's very useful, for example, when I go to a hotel and I need to switch off all the light. I go say, where is the light, where is the light, where is the light? And switching off all the light. So for example, this is my son's uniform of the kindergarten. Okay? And for the tech, fortunately, this color detector is able to say me red, and I know, okay, this is the uniform. No, doesn't want to speak. Hey. Red, said rojo in Spanish, okay, red. So it's very useful for me for be able to take my son's clothes. Okay, but it's easy. The uniform is three garments. But with my garment, happened the same. And in my case, because I am from freaky man, I create a freaky system called Garment Organizer. That is based in RFID tags. Okay? All my garments are tagged with NFC tags and RFID tag. Do you know? Yes. It's a radio frequency tag that I can use with a tag reader. So I create a program with a database in which I organize all my garments, all my clothes, by sets. This garment set with this other, with this one, because I'm not able to remember the goddamn colors of the garment. Okay, so for example, I go to demonstrate it. I go to extract another device. This is an RFID tag reader. It's very, very, very big. So it's the only device that I found that read my kind of tags. So I connect to the computer. Oh, ¿qué pasa? One second, sorry. ¿Por qué no entra? Ahora. Okay. And I open the program. I have it in Visual Studio, so I go to run it directly from code. The interface, as is usual, is very, very, very awful. Okay? But for me, it works fine. What happened now? Okay, breakpoint. Yes, it's true. Okay. So it's in Spanish, I'm sorry. Prendas, garments, categories, sets, scan. So I go to scan, and I open garments. So, huh? It's an application to be well, bien vestido, ¿cómo se diría?
Well dressed.
Well dressed. Okay. The technology to the rescue, of course. Always to the rescue, the technology. Without technology, my life will be worst. Okay. I disconnect it.
¿Te lo desconectas?
¿Cuál es de los dos? ¿Este, verdad?
No, es este.
Sácalo tú, porfa. Yo ya estoy nervioso y no sé ni cuál es.
Vale. Ya.
Gracias. So let's imagine that I need to see the weather, okay? So it's not a good idea to find out the window and see the sky. No? No, doesn't work. So I use my phone to do it, okay? I know we have Microsoft, but I have an iPhone and I love it, Siri. I love Siri. I'm sorry, Cortana is not so accessible. So I can, like Siri.
Six notifications.
What's the weather is today?
It's currently partly cloudy and 31 degrees in Pozuelo de Alarcón. Expect mostly cloudy skies starting in the evening. Temperatures are heading up.
Okay. I don't know. So I know that I need, for example, to take an umbrella or to put rain boots on my son. This is great. Use the phone for this. For example, let's go to make breakfast. In my kitchen, there are a few things adapted. For example, I have a talking scale for the weight of the product, so the product weight, and a button on the induction hob for detect the touch button. In this world now, all is touch screen, touch button. For us, this is a problem. So in the case of the induction hob, for example, I solve it with our silicone button. It's a very, I don't know the word, analogic technology. So another thing, for example, the timer, the microwave timer, I don't use it because I need it. Start a countdown for 15 seconds.
Roger that. T-minus 1 minute and counting.
Okay.
Swarm.
Ooh, ¿qué te pasa,
14 tío? Minutes ago.
Wow. I changed my voice. So I can use Siri, for example, to take time for kitchen and etc. Okay. Another one, the technology is very important and very useful for me. Another problem that I find is the expiry date on the packets on the food, for example. I don't know if a product is expired, because I have a lot of application to read packets to take a picture and it say to me what food is. But in case of expiry date, it's very, very difficult. It's too difficult to read with an OCR. So I have another, sorry. In my English, it understands 1 minute. Okay. I have another device to tag the foods. Oh my God. Sí, porfa, una especie de boli muy grande. Aquí. Okay, here it is. This is a big pencil, but it's a recorder. I have garlic here. Okay? So I don't know if the garlic is expired, or I don't know what is, because the recipiente, the this is similar to another species, so I put this sticky here, and with this record I can record something. For example,
etiqueta nueva.
New tag found. I press the button.
Iniciar la grabación.
Garlic. Okay. When I close the reader to the tick, not the tag.
Garlic.
Oh, okay. So I can tag all the product that I need information about it. But the problem is still here, because I need help from someone to know the expiry date of the goods. So imagine that all packages are labeled with a QR code, which include the expiry day. Would be great, but for now, it's not. Okay? let's continue with the day, sorry. For example, we go down to the street, and in the hall, I see a notice. Okay, the first is that it's very difficult to see a notice in the wall. For example, I go to the street, and I cannot imagine that in the wall there is an notice and sign. So the first thing is I need to find it. But if I find the notice, you can read. Okay?
Dear neighbors, on June 2nd, we will cut off the water from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Sorry to bother you.
Imagine that I don't see this notice. I live alone, and one day my wall is cutting, so I say, what happened? So if I am able to find the notice, I can scan with the iPhone. I have an OCR that read to me the document. I go to make a demonstration.
1837. Messages. One password. Landscape. Portrait.
I'm sorry. One second. I go to try to make photo, but it's very difficult in this battery. Fatal. Horrible. No, it doesn't work now. But really, I get to read some document with the iPhone. But the problem is to find the notice, really. But I can read books with the iPhone. I can read papers, but it's to find the adequate position. Okay, I have in this program KNFB Reader. I can view a report, and I can see if I am taking the picture for all the document or I'm cutting an edge. For example. Okay.
Take field of view report. Button. Field of view. All four edges are visible. Not all corners of the page are visible. Rotated 39 degrees counterclockwise.
Do you understand? Okay. It's very useful. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We
don't.
No.
What's
happened?
Don't have image in the.
Ah. Okay. Okay. Sorry. It's possible I press any button. So I want to explain the importance of the device portable devices. I cannot take a scanner to my entrance of the building to scan the document. So the phone in this case is very useful to help us in many situations. So we go on the street and we need to cross and traffic light. In Barcelona, when I live, I have a remote control that when I press a button, the traffic light switches on a warning that warns me when it is in green. And it's great because it's on demand. I want to say, I press the button, the traffic light rings and say to me, you can cross now, or no, it's in red. But after ring one, after rings
once,
sorry, yes. After rings once, it disconnect. So if there are not any blind people crossing the street, the traffic light do not disturb anyone. In Madrid, for example, they are in another system. The traffic light rings continuously from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. This is worse for several reasons. The first is that distort to everyone because if I'm not crossing, I don't need that the traffic light rings. But the second reason and the most important reason is that I cannot leave from my home after 10 p.m. because it doesn't ring. So I need to cross without the traffic light. It's very dangerous. Okay? So in Barcelona and Malaga, for example, the Spanish city, the system, the on-demand system is great because I can activate the traffic light in cualquier hora, you know.
Yeah, in any time,
yes. Okay.
With the same device?
Yes, I have only a device, and with this device I can turn on the warning of all traffic light in several cities in Spain.
Oh.
It's the same system, so it's great because when I travel, I put my control remote control and can use in other cities.
Okay.
You're welcome. So let's go to the bus stop. In the bus stop, there is a great and inaccessible screen giving the time remaining for the bus. But I can read it. So once again, iPhone to the rescue. I have an application connected to the bus company, that can read me the time remaining for the bus. For example,
1842.
Open urban step. Hello, Siri.
Landscape.
Okay.
Home button to the left. Gap. English U.
Ah, don't worry. It's the same. With this application, I select my bus stop, because I can save in favorite, and the application tell to me the time remaining for my bus arrival. Another thing is that the bus stop, because I cannot do signal to the bus. Hey, I don't know when the bus passed in front of me. So in sometimes the bus pass and do not stop. But this is another question. It's another thing. Okay. Imagine that I can catch the bus, and in the bus, yes, there is an acoustic system that announces the next stop when it works. If it doesn't work, I need to ask someone or be able to remember the bus turns. That is too difficult. Okay, imagine we arrive to my son's kindergarten. For kindergarten teacher notification, we have a great application called Binap that substitutes to the traditional notebook. In this application, the teachers can jot down all the relevant information about my son, whether he has eat or not, whether he has sleep or not, and we can read without ask help someone. For me and for my wife, it's a great application because both are blind. So with the application, we don't need to ask for help to read all the information about our son in his day to day. Once again, the technology is our ally. Okay, it's time to take the subway. When I go to take the subway, the ticket machine uses a touch screen. Many people think that we cannot use the touch screen, but yes, we can. You have seen as I'm using my iPhone. The secret here is the interaction. When you touch the screen, you activate the buttons, only pressing in the screen. When I have opened the screen reader in Apple, the name is VoiceOver, the gestures changed. So when I press 45. In the screen, only the screen said the pressed element, but doesn't interact with it. So I need to press twice to interact with the element. So with this simple thing, I can interact well with touch screen. I can explore the screen with gestures, flip, for tap, let flip for sample, sit tap, twice press to open something.
Press home to unlock.
Okay. Button. Press home to unlock. This is a button. If you press, you activate it. But for me, I need to press twice. Okay.
Press passcode great. Field. Zero of
I put my finger, my fingerprint here. It's unlocked.
Messages.
It's very, very interesting to use a screen reader. When I bought my iPhone, I had some problem to use it because I'm not used to use it. So now it's a great tool for me. I don't change, never. it's a multi tool. So yes, with the subway ticket machine, I can get the ticket because the machine speaks, more or less like the iPhone. I can get ticket, but for example, in the railway ticket machine, I can't do it because the machine doesn't speak. So I need help to do it. Okay, imagine I go down to the platform, and in the subway, there are not any application to see the remaining times. So I need to wait or ask someone. Okay, so I go to my job, and I go to explain how I work. You have seen that I use a screen reader. A screen reader is a software that reads aloud all that appear in the screen. I go to redirect again the sound. I go to put it slower. Okay, and in English.
Okay.
More slower. Okay. So I go to change the language.
Dios me asiste, yo ayuda, opciones, voz, configuración de voz, .. V, cerrando.
Sapi, vocalizer expressive.
Okay, it's a beautiful voice in comparison with the other, no?
Canceler Bob.
But for intonation? For intonation, the beautiful voices are not good. So I use this awful voice. But for intonation, for read books, it's very, very, very better than this wonderful voice.
App, Gewerder, As, Vos, Incrum, Vos, Dismenu, Vos, Vos, Proper, Bot, Idiom, Adel, Sinotizer.
I go to change to the other voice because...
Property.
1 second.
Dios, asistentes, idioma, ayuda, opciones, idioma, de español, leaving menus, properties, window, table, left...
Do you understand now? Oh,
slower.
Okay, so in the 90% of my work, I use Visual Studio. Fortunately, Visual Studio is very accessible. And I can move between all windows, for example, Solution Explorer.
Yes, travel port escape. Alt-tab, organize the robot, alt-tab, travel port escape. Control, is it? Travel port dot level 101. Distributed services open.
Yes, in this speed is I can't work with this speed because I'm not productive. Okay, but I can move between all the windows.
Output control window, double, output tab.
Error list.
Error list tab.
I can
escape it.
For example.
Is it level 0, travel port dot A, travel...
Oh my gosh.
Escape. Travel port dot A, escape.
I can use...
Alt dos, escape, leaving men.
I go to explain with my speed, because if not, it's impossible.
Language sub, jaw, voice prof, defaults, voice, jaws, lang, English, Espanol, and... Más rápido.
Okay.
Más lento, más lento.
You only see the screen because, for example, okay, this is a code. I can move between methods. All we shortcut. And in this window, the screen reader read all punctuation, indentation. Why? Because in this way, I can read all. I can view left parent, right parent, all the information that I need to develop. Okay? I can put breakpoints, disable breakpoints, go to local variable if I am in debug mode. Why? Because Visual Studio is accessible and because it has an incredible and powerful shortcut system. With the shortcut system, you can do what you want. Thanks to it, I can move very faster with all the environment. So, for example, listen the code as I listen it. Really, I understand it. Okay, so imagine that this software was not accessible. For me, it's a problem. I am a software developer, and I am a good software developer, I think. But if the environment is not accessible, I cannot do anything. So I was working in another job. So I like develop, but if the software is not accessible, if the operating system is not accessible, I have a problem. So for this reason, between others, the accessibility is very, very important for all people, but for me, more, I think, because in my job is fundamental. So I go to redirect the sound again. Okay. Okay, a question. How many people think that I have a disability? It's not a trap. How many people think that I have a disability? All people, it's normal. I am blind, no?
No one, right?
Yeah, I am blind. Yeah, okay. But now imagine that you are in a website, in a very long website, and you need to fill and very, very long form. And you are 1 hour filling the form. And when you go to the end, at the end, you find a wonderful captcha, okay? For blind people, the captcha is the worst because we cannot read the image, okay? If the captcha has not an alternative, we cannot use it. So for a demonstration, I have made another kind of captcha. I create a musical captcha, okay? In this captcha, the speaker plays musical notes. Let's listen it. Once again. Can you resolve this captcha? No? I go to try it. Okay. Okay. The captcha is solved. Huh? Okay. So I'm going to make another question. Who is here the people with disability? You or me? Huh? Okay? With this demonstration, I want to say that the disability concept is very, very complicated, because all people have disabilities in any area of their life. Because I am blind, it's a fact. I can read a captcha, I might captcha. I cannot use Photoshop. You cannot read Japanese, for example. But, bueno, someone is possible, yes, but. I can't read Japanese. But well, you have a translator, a powerful translator, that is able to read more or less Japanese pages, for example. And in my case, I have tools to read the computer screen. It's the same. My disability is, I don't know, is from nacimiento, is from birth. But in your case, it's because you don't know Japanese. But it's the same. It's a disability in an area. So when you develop software, you need to think about all people, people with disability and people without disability, because the people with a disability possible have another disability, not with my with me, but another disabilities. Okay, it's over time, I think, no?
Yes.
Okay. Another thing, for example, imagine I go to home and my wife and me decide to see a film. How we see the films? We have a system called audio description. When the audio description and of voice explain us all that happened in the film. I have Netflix and I have record a piece of a series, Narcos. Do you know Narcos? Yeah. And Narcos in English has an audio description track. And I go to redirect again. Demo effect.
Selección de bombas, archivos de audio. Barra de herramientas y audio. Buscar cuadro. Presentación de vista. Usuario. Presentación. Como quien. Presentación. Descargas. Presentación de vista. Dos en blanco. Documentos 1 de junio. Rojos 24 de mayo. Descargas 18 de mayo de 2010. Escritorio 1 de junio. Presentación de vista. Seleccionados. Marco 29 de la 26 de mayo de 2010. Narcos. 1 de junio de 2000. Panel de vista. Tabla. Narcos. Selección activada.
Ok. Oh, Hans. Don't worry.
By the time I left Miami, Americans were doing a couple hundred tons of cocaine every year. To satisfy American noses, the narcos ramped up their operations.
Steve and Connie Murphy on board a 747. He brings her a drink.
Is it the Bahamas?
Looking out over ocean islands.
Okay. This is great for us because we can see the film. But the problem is a lot of film haven't the system. So I need to imagine. In several situations, I need to imagine what happened with the series without seeing it. Okay,
what?
I will finish. I go to, I
panel
go
de
to finish.
Cuadro de bus. Sonido panel. Presentación. Selección de mis textos HTML. Stacker barra HTML. Tequil definitivo.
It's really hard, eh?
Okay, so, for example, we go at home and we go to bed. My son is not blind. So he has learned to switch on and switch off all the light in the home. So we have a problem because I don't know if my light is on, is off. So I only need to say, switch all the lights. Okay? And Siri switch off my lights in my home. Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you. Any question? there is time? I don't know.
We have time for some questions.
Okay.
Hi. English or Spanish?
I try.
Maybe Cristina can translate the question into English.
No, first, I mean, I loved your talk. It was amazing. I really loved it. But I wanted to ask a question. Do you find some computer language more accessible than other?
No, really, the important here is the developed environment. For example, I developed software with Notepad. Really, PHP, Visual Basic and C#. For example, Scratch is not accessible. And language based in Draw, in Visual, is not accessible. But all write languages has the same accessibility. Here, the important is the environment. The environment and the interface builder, because in some languages, in some environment, developed environment, make an interface. For example, WPF is very, very hard to do for me. I count the pixel with the finger. 1 pixel, 2 pixel, 3 pixel. Here, no, I overlap all the control really. But.
Can you hear me? Yeah. I'm just curious with, like, I found the screen reader really hard to listen to, I suppose, because I don't have experience with it. But by the end of your day, do you just want silence? Like, is there a lot of audio, intake for you? And do you need silence at some point in your day just to switch off?
¿Me lo puedes? Yeah. No, in my house they are silent with a child of 2.5 years old. Isn't that not silent? But not, really not. I am used to hear my headphone the entire day. But when I go at home, I continue working, I continue developing. So the entire day I am using the computer and hearing someone in my ear.
Hi, and thank you for a very informative presentation. And I'd like to ask you, what makes an application not accessible? Is it just buttons with no text on it?
It's very difficult to answer this question because it depends on a lot of things. For example, a web page is not accessible if you are using images without alt tag attribute for example, or you use JavaScript and you are not using worry about the accessibility. For example, for Windows with WPF applications. If you don't use ordinary controls, you make your own controls, and you don't import the accessibility API, I can't read it. And it depends on the language, the environment. But the most used is web. And to make a accessible web page, you only need to meet with the web accessibility guideline. This in internet, so this is for everyone. You have now the power to create great and accessible product. The information is in internet, and you don't know if a program that you are developing today is able to help us to do our life more easier. So do it. The acknowledgement is in internet.
Well, Juanjo. I just wanted to thank you for opening my eyes, which I really use, to a world I didn't know existed before this presentation. So thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, one more question. I noticed you talk to your phone and your PC talks to you, but do you talk to your PC in any way, or are you just using keyboard and mouse and stuff for the PC?
No entendí bien.
Que le hablas al teléfono y el teléfono te habla, pero si le hablas alguna vez al ordenador o solo te habla el ordenador.
I try to use Cortana, for example, but I am too used to use the keyboard. I write so quickly, so I have shortcut in everywhere, and I don't need to speak with the PC. In the iPhone, for example, is another thing, because the iPhone has only a small screen, and to interact with him with a high velocity, high speed, is better to speak with him. But with the computer, it's not necessary for me.
Thank you for your presentation. I have one question. When you browse the web, there are the accessibility guidelines, for sure. But what are the most annoying things you run on nearly any web page into? Are there some top failures on websites you see on many web pages from an accessibility perspective?
A lot of terrible things. the most usual things are the inaccessible images. For example, an image without alternating text, and now with the JavaScript page. This, for example, the SPA, the single page application. If a single page application is not developed, keep in mind the accessibility may be very, very hard to navigate because use a lot of JavaScript and it's very, very terrible in some situation. But the most usual problem is the image and, for example, the menus that you expand when you press when you pass the mouse over the menu. For me, I can use the mouse. I can put the mouse in. Over the menu to expand it. So another important thing is to be able to interact with the entire website with the keyboard. Yes, this is the two more usual and hard problem in our website. The modal dialogue also, because the screen reader read all the page, including the modal, but not only the modal, it's an help.
Hi, Juanjo. Thank you for the awesome presentation. I have a quick question. Did you consider using any kind of computer vision machine learning over images? For example, doing a simple application, taking a picture and describing that picture, for example, using the cognitive services with Microsoft?
Yes.
Did you use it, try it, have any feedback about it?
I have two or three applications in my iPhone that do it. I don't know what service it used, but for example, I can take a picture and the iPhone try to see, to read the image. It's very difficult. But yes, I am using the cognitive services in Azure for a demonstration that I am doing for and future speed for detect images with a multi-platform application. Yes, it's great, but now the image recognition, the auto image recognition is está en pañales. Is queda mucho aún.
It's in beta stage. Right?
Yes, in the, it's state. Yes. Yeah. But this okay. is very, it's very, it's very, very, very interesting. I think in a years, it will be an incredible tool for us.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a last question, because you have shown us a lot of software that you're using every day, but I was asking myself, are there accessible games? What about gaming for
a very interesting people? Question. Accessible games.
Do you know who is?
Huh?
Do you know who is?
No.
It's Juanma.
Ah, Juanma, madre mía. I don't know you speaking in English. Yeah, your voice changes speaking in English. Well, yes, there are a lack of accessible games for blind people because the demand is not present in the market. So I game audio games using the binaural system for position, the 3D position. I game two conversational games, for example, role-playing. Do you know, for example, Monkey Island? Monkey Island, okay. But this kind of game, because I interact with the game with the keyboard and the computer answers to me. But another kind of games, for example, Quake. Do you know Quake? Yeah. Quake, an old game. But someone port Quake to be accessible for blind people. I don't know why, because I never play, but it's possible. The only thing for make play games accessible games is think about how to do it. But really, it's possible. I'm sure, but there are a few people that demand it. So the industry cannot enter in this world, unfortunately.
Okay, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Juanjo.
Guys, thank you.
So it was great to have you here to show us one of the most beautiful things about technology, that it's that really help people with different abilities to do different things. And so in many, many ways, not only for visual impaired, but for many, many, in many other circumstances, technology makes possible things that otherwise wouldn't be possible. So therefore, it's so, so important that we think of accessibility when, so probably you already have that in mind when you're creating web pages or you're configuring a particular architecture, that you know, technology together with education, I think they're the two things that, you know, help democratize the society. So, and with that, so we are coming to the end of the event. So I hope you have had a great day here, that you enjoy the sessions, you enjoy being together. So now that we are all here, so we think that maybe it would be the right time to take a group picture. And after that, so we will be heading to the buses, and we will go back to the hotel, have some time. So we were thinking, I hope we will arrive in a reasonable time frame to the hotel, so that maybe around 8:30, 8:45, we can meet at the lobby, and we can walk together to the restaurant. So let's see, depending on the time that we arrive. And then tonight we're going to have dinner at the Real Madrid cafe and restaurant. So, but now it's time for the group picture. So I think that maybe, you know, we can have people standing there, people coming over, because we are a big group.